Hi there, Kyle Massey here, Coach Strategist, author of 5 books, the most recent book being Decision-Making Mastery, which I think is a powerful tool for people to navigate their way through uncertain times at the moment and make better decisions. If you haven't checked that out, you can get a copy at Amazon, either Kindle version or paperback, so do check that out. So welcome to this episode of Life Masterclass, and coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and it is a gorgeous day here in Bali. As always, the podcast is about providing information to help you become more awesome, do more awesome stuff, and make the world a more awesome place, and doing that in a very practical way. So practically, what I've done, only just finished 1 week ago today as I record this, I finished a 5-day water-only fast. I'll talk more about that specifically over time. I've been interested in fasting for a while, dabbled in a bit of intermittent fasting, but this was next level. Reminded me of when I was in the military, and I was in the military for 14 years, and when we went through the Royal Military College in Australia, there was a particular survival exercise where we got fed about 2 or 3 times over the course of a week, and we were walking up and down these huge hills carrying weights 14 hours a day. Then we were doing these simulation ambushes at night for several hours, so throwing a bit of sleep deprivation, all that sort of stuff. So it was a little bit reminiscent of that. So I'll give it more attention. And what I always do when I'm trying something out for myself, something new, is I go deep dive and try to do some sort of analysis of, you know, what the key takeaways were for me, because I always want to pass on what I'm learning along the way to others so they can benefit as well. So that will be coming at some point as I sort of, you know, get a better sense about what the key messages are. And there's one particular key message that I wanted to share today, and that is, you know, entangled with the title of this podcast, and that's the idea of the discernment between hunger, the physiological thing, and craving, the psychological thing. And that was one of the biggest takeaways from this experience of the 5-day water-only fasting. What I realized, and, you know, what was challenging the first couple of days as you try and unpack the difference between hunger and craving. Because when you go into this thing, when you start these fasts, your metabolism switches around, so you start burning fats. And all of us have got enough fat on our body that we can go for numerous days without food. You know, the body just processes the fat that we already have on our body. So it's, you know, not a big risk for, you know, 99% of us, unless we've got an eating disorder and, you know, some other complications. But for most people, the body just switches over to burning fat, creates a little bit of psychological disruption. But as far as the physiological side, it's a-okay for the body. And there would be times as I did it where I would be automatically, habitually walking down, because I work at home, opening the refrigerator door and looking in, because that's a habit, not because I was hungry, but because it was a habit of opening the door when you step into the kitchen to see what's in the refrigerator. So that was purely psychological. And as I'd catch myself out doing that, I would close the refrigerator and I'd ask myself, I'd check in, and I'd, you know, take my attention down to my stomach. And I'd say, "Stomach, are you hungry?" My stomach's going, "No, I'm fine. There's no hunger going on here." And the remarkable thing that I experienced over the course of this 5 days was that I actually was not physically hungry at any point over that 5 days. Any point I checked in, you know, I might have cravings. Here in Bali, you're like, you ride your motorbike around and you ride around the streets, and there's, you know, cafes, they call them warungs here, like these little pop-up food stores. So there's this waft of aromas that's, you know, drifting through past over you as you ride your motorbike. So I'm smelling this fried rice over here. I'm smelling this pisang goreng, this fried banana over here. I'm smelling something else. So I'd have these sensory experiences where I smell that. I would think I'm hungry. So at my mind level, at a psychological level, something would trigger and be telling me I'm starving, I need to eat. Then I would interrupt that pattern, said, let me just check on the other player here. I would check on my stomach and I say, stomach, do you need anything to eat now? Are you starving? Are you worried about dying? Is there any of that stuff going on? Stomach's like, no, I'm fine. I'm actually more than fine. I'm actually very settled because I don't have any stuff coming into my body. And because I have no stuff coming into my body, there's no toxicity that's coming into my body. So I'm in a really good place and space. That was the experience of my stomach. Now, I think you even go like this 5-day water fast can go beyond a physiological experience, a psychological experience, and start getting into something that we might even call spiritual. Because in a lot of the spiritual traditions, particularly in Eastern spiritual traditions, there's this talk about the illusion of reality. You know, we have this idea of reality, which is really based on our thoughting, our thinking, our perceptions, our beliefs, our narratives. The idea that we create our reality as opposed to it being a fixed thing. So the experience I had with this fasting was realizing the reality of hunger was very different from the illusion of hunger. So you start to pierce the veil of this idea of what's real and what's imagined. So it starts to become an idea of, well, if this is all imagined, this whole hunger story, or this whole craving and I need to eat for survival story, what other things am I psychologically telling myself which may not be in fact true, but are shaping the reality and are shaping the decisions I make based on my perception of that reality. So I start to have this shift experience where I start to sort of have a better sense and understanding of my internal landscape, the internal dialogue, the internal conversation between what's real and what's imagined. So that was a fascinating piece. So swinging this back around to how can this be a practical thing for you to take into your day to become more awesome, do more awesome stuff, and make the world a more awesome place, which is my new catchphrase. I want you to, next time you're in inverted commas, I'm doing my little fingers inverted commas, feeling hungry, I want you to see if you can interrupt that pattern. Take a step back, take a couple of breaths, divert your attention to your stomach and ask your stomach, stomach, are you actually really hungry in this moment? And get a better sense of it. Now, there's a little bit more to that because, you know, if we're eating highly processed carbohydrates, there's a little bit more disruption at the stomach level as the stomach's trying to understand what's going on with this fake food that's coming into the body and how do I process it. So it might be a little bit harder to discern the truth within that, but I want you to practice getting better at this idea of, is it a craving, a thought that's driving me into that fridge and reaching for that food? And it might not be the best choice of food I'm reaching for, or is it real hunger? And when you start getting a better sense between these, then you're going to be able to make better decisions when it comes to when you eat, how you eat, what you eat. And, you know, it goes right back to, is it Hippocrates who talks about, you know, let thy food be thy medicine. And this idea about the food in our stomach influences our moods, influence what happens at brain level. So it's such an important piece and it's such an important piece for us to understand. And I really think it's something that's sorely missing in this modern age of excess and this modern age of, you know, marketing excess and convincing us to make choices which may not actually be in alignment with our physiological needs. So your homework is, next time you feel hungry, discern whether it's a craving or whether it's a physiological thing. That's your homework for the next week, maybe the next month, and then we can get into deeper conversations about this topic of fasting, whether it's a longer fast like I did or whether it's intermittent fasting. So that's down the track. So I hope that was beneficial for you. The other thing I want to say, if you've got any decisions, major decisions you need to make in your life, you're transitioning, maybe you're being steered into something that doesn't really align with your conscience and you're not sure how to work your way through that, make sure you reach out and let's have a conversation about helping you navigate your way through any tough decisions and let's work on strategies to actually bring those into play. That's my specialty. That's what I love to do. That's how I love to serve. If you're not already signed up to my newsletter, do sign up to my newsletter because what I'm going to be doing as well is teaming up with a colleague of mine who's done deep dive on the yoga, traditional tantric hatha yoga for the last 20 years. And we're going to start probably doing a monthly conversation, the two of us together, sort of a free webinar where we're helping people work through challenges, addressing different topics and coming from two different perspectives, myself from the coaching perspective, him from a yogi perspective. So I think that will be pretty powerful. So keep an eye out for my newsletter that will give you more details on that. That'll be a free offering, my service to humanity to help make you more awesome, to do more awesome stuff, to make the world a more awesome place. On that note, I hope that you are having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this magnificent, glorious, gorgeous, beautiful planet of ours. All the very best and take care.